This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The British and Irish governments condemn a fresh outbreak of violence in Northern Ireland involving petrol bombs as the region's lawmakers head into emergency talks. Britain alleges bullying by the Myanmar junta when the country's ambassador to London was ousted in an extraordinary diplomatic coup after calling for the release of civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi. U.S. President Joe Biden will unveil measures aimed at curbing rampant U.S. gun violence, especially seeking to prevent the spread of untraceable, quote, ghost guns. The cash-strapped U.N. Agency for Palestinian Refugees, UNRWA, praises President Biden for resuming U.S. financial support, saying it comes at a critical moment amid the COVID pandemic. Turkey blames the European Union for seating arrangements that left European Commission Chief Ursula von der Leyen without a chair during a meeting in Ankara with Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan. Ukraine's president travels to the country's eastern front line after a surge in clashes with separatist forces and a spike in tensions with Moscow. A bill to legalize euthanasia goes before a deeply divided French parliament, with right-wingers planning to torpedo any vote. There are thousands of amendments, and the government is not taking sides. China accuses the UK of sheltering wanted criminals after prominent Hong Kong pro-democracy activist Nathan Law said he had been granted political asylum there. Two Indonesian Navy ships packed with aid arrived in a cyclone-ravaged section of the archipelago as the disaster's death toll rises to nearly 180 people, including dozens killed in neighboring East Timor. This is VOA News. Several nations issued new guidelines over the use of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine after the European Union's medical regulator announced a link between the vaccine and rare possible fatal blood clots. Britain, where the vaccine was developed jointly by the British-Swedish drug maker and scientists at the University of Oxford, say it will offer alternatives for adults under age 30. Reuters says Spain and the Philippines will limit the vaccine to people over 60 years old, while the Washington Post says Italy has issued similar guidelines. The European Medicines Agency said Wednesday the blood clot should be listed as a very rare side effect of the AstraZeneca vaccine, but continued to emphasize that its overall benefits outweighed any risks. Rare blood clots have been associated with the deaths of at least 14 people across Europe. The vaccine is critical also to Europe's immunization campaign and crucial in the global strategy to supply vaccines to poor countries. The vaccine is cheaper and easier to use than rival vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna. The Biden administration said it would restart aid to Palestinians, reversing a Trump-era policy. We'll be watching that for you. Lawyers working to reunite migrant families in the United States that the Trump administration separated said it could still not find the parents of 445 children. In Hong Kong, three Hong Kong pro-democracy activists, including well-known publisher Jimmy Lai, have pleaded guilty to taking part in an unauthorized rally in 2019 that led to violence between police and participants. Lai is already being held in custody on other charges related to his outspoken opposition to China's crackdown on civil liberties in the territory. The governments in Beijing and Hong Kong have been pursuing criminal cases against political opponents and civil rights activists in Hong Kong in a crackdown that followed the 2019 protests. Meantime, U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo has pledged to continue the Trump administration's aggressive trade war with China, saying she will work as aggressively as possible to protect American workers and businesses from unfair Chinese practices. Raimondo said tariffs imposed during the Donald Trump presidency and widely decried by Democrats at the time have in fact helped save American jobs in steel and aluminum industries. For more on these and other news, please visit voanews.com. Via remote, Laurel Bowman for VOA News.